You're listening to the Texas Standard.
We mentioned the troubled foster care system. We've been following efforts this session to fix it, mandated by a federal judge who ruled it unconstitutionally unsafe for Texas kids 2 years ago. One popular proposal would partner with nonprofits, including local religious organizations, to address the needs of kids. But some worry what that might mean for kids in the care of religiously affiliated service groups. And now there's some pushback from those religious groups themselves. Marissa Evans is covering this story for the Texas Tribune. Marissa, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Looming large here, a name that many longtime Texans may remember, does go back a ways. Who was Lester Roloff?
So Lester Roloff was a Baptist preacher based in Corpus Christi, Texas. And what he was doing is trying to save teenagers. So he opened three different homes, and one of them was called the Rebecca Home for Girls. At the time, the idea was to help these women who were very troubled, maybe dealing drugs or alcohol. But in the 1970s, a House committee basically did a follow-up report following all these allegations of abuse and neglect at these particular homes by Roloff. And these girls were being very mistreated, not being fed, being whipped and beaten. At the time, you know, Roloff, when he testified in front of this committee in Corpus Christi, was basically like, you know, I am a religious man. I'm doing this on religious pretenses, and therefore I should not be regulated because this is a separation between church and state. And that led to big changes in Texas, so that in 1975, when the legislature met, they decided to implement the Child Care Licensing Act.
Wow. Now it seems like almost back to the future, because there's some talk of going back not just to nonprofits, but to religiously based nonprofits. What is the concern?
Texas legislatures are trying to fix the child welfare system. And Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, all the way to Texas's First Lady Cecilia Abbott, have been really pushing faith-based organizations to get more involved with the child welfare program.
Right.
Because they feel as if these communities are grounded households, can have the means and the ability to take in these children who need homes. And if we're engaging that community, they're going to be in safe homes and they won't have to deal with being under the care of the Department of Family and Protective Services. Mm-hmm. But what legislators are finding is that religious groups are saying, okay, we want to help, but we need more protections. There are groups who say that they, when they've tried to help in the child welfare system, have basically been sued for maybe not taking a young woman to go get an abortion or contraception, who have decided not to place a child in a same-sex home, so they've been sued over that.
Mm-hmm.
And groups are basically saying, you know, we need protection to live by our faith if we're going to really consider participating in this major community-based care initiative that the legislature wants to do.
Is it HB 6? Is that the bill that would overhaul child welfare in Texas?
Right. So House Bill 6 is the one by Representative James Frake from Wichita Falls. The idea is to basically create regional hubs. There are kids who maybe need a home, but they're getting taken out of their community to go to a home that's somewhere else in the state. And the idea is to keep kids in their communities by having localized nonprofits and other organizations place these kids and then do case management at some point for these kids.
What I hear you saying, though, is that some of these religiously based nonprofit groups, they're not satisfied with that. They want something else added into that House bill.
Exactly. That's the main fight right now among House Democrats and House Republicans is, will this religious protection actually go through?
You know, there have been arguments about what constitutes sincerely held religious beliefs. And in the context of child care, you're talking about possible impact on things like discipline, diets, whether or not kids get medical care, vaccinations, maybe even differences in how boys and girls are treated.
And that's kind of what troubled, you know, the state when they were dealing with Lester Roloff in the 1970s and 80s. You know, he basically kept taking them to court saying, these are my honest to God, no pun intended, religious beliefs.
So at the end of the day, is the controversy or the potential for controversy over what some call religious liberty, could that actually sink efforts this session to reform child welfare, which is something that everyone from the top on down has been pushing for?
I don't think it'll derail the bill from passing necessarily, because I think people actually do want this to pass. They want this community-based care program to go through.
Uh-huh.
But it will be very interesting to figure out how much leeway they give to religious groups and how that could potentially affect kids and under their care.
Marissa Evans covers Health and Human Services for the Texas Tribune. Marissa, thanks so much.
Thank you.